Leadership in both chambers issued statements condemning the governor's conduct. House Speaker Todd Richardson, Speaker Pro Tem Elijah Haar, and House Floor Majority Leader Rob Escovo pointed to two reports issued by the special committee in the chamber that have documented Greitens' alleged actions. The statements from the three lawmakers said they're awaiting recommendations from the committee on what the chamber's next move should be. They also noted that the dismissal of the criminal trial offered the governor an opportunity to share his side of the facts with the special committee. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard and Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe also suggested the governor should appear before the special committee. They said the committee had uncovered a disturbing pattern of allegations that are separate from the case dismissed Monday. The statement from Richards and Kehoe included even tougher language. The two leaders claimed Greitens had lost the moral authority to lead the state and restated their call for him to resign immediately. Greitens still faces an additional felony computer tampering charge. Jason Taylor, Missouri Ned.